到十一节，马可福音一章一到十一节，耶稣和门徒将近耶路撒冷，到了伯法奇和伯大尼，在橄榄山那里，耶稣就打发两个门徒，对他们说：“你们往对面村子里去，一进去的时候，必看见一匹驴驹拴在那里，是从来没有人骑过的，可以解开牵来。若有人对你们说，为什么做这事？你们就说，主要用它，那人必立时让你们牵来。”他们去了，便看见一匹驴驹拴在门外街道上，就把它解开。在那里站着的人有几个说，你们解驴驹做什么？门徒照着耶稣所说的话，那些人就任凭他们牵去了。他们把驴驹牵到耶稣那里，把自己的衣服搭在上面，耶稣就骑上。有许多人把衣服铺在路上，也有人把田间的树枝砍下来铺在路上。前行后随的人都喊着说，何塞纳，何塞纳，奉主名来的人是应当称颂的，那将要来的我主大卫之国是应当称颂的，高高在上，何塞纳。耶稣进了耶路撒冷，入了圣殿，周围看了各样物件，天色已晚，就和十二个门徒出城往伯大尼去了。这是今天正道的经文。
We just celebrated Chinese New Year last month.
那我们上个月刚好庆祝过中国的农历年。
The largest migration of human beings in the world is during the Chinese New Year in China.
那世界上人类最大的迁徙就是在中国的农历年这段时间。
Hundreds of millions of citizens are taking planes, trains, and cars back to their families in the provinces to celebrate the Lunar New Year, the most important holiday in the Chinese calendar.
那有成千上百的人呢，他们或者是坐飞机，或者是搭火车，或者是乘着汽车，他们回到他们自己的乡里，他们的家乡去，为了要庆祝这个中国农历年。中国农历年在中国人里面是最重要的一个节日。
An estimated 3 billion trips taken during the 40-day lunar period, including more than 2.5 billion road journeys, reports from Xinhua News Agency.
那跟 根据新华社的报道呢，预估计呢，大概有30亿的一个旅行的一个次数，在这40天的一个春节的假期里面，那里面呢，包括了有25亿的是在路上的一个行程。你可以看到这个照片。
A lot of people, right?
有很多的人。
As the Lunar New Year to the Chinese, the Passover is to the Jews.
那就像中国农历年对中国人那么重要一样。逾越节对犹太人也是相当重要的。
Not as the same scale, but of the same importance to the Jews during Jesus' time.
那虽然是规模是跟我们不一样，但是呢，在耶稣的时代，它是一样对犹太人是非常重要的。
Jews from all over Judea and Galilee start going to Jerusalem for Passover.
那所以从在犹大和加利利这些地的犹太人呢，他们就一路要往耶路撒冷去过他们的逾越节。
Passover is one of the 3 pilgrimages of the Jews to their temple in Jerusalem as commanded by Moses.
那逾越节是摩西的一个命令，那是犹太人三大节日里面的其中的一个，他们必须要回到耶路撒冷去朝圣。
So we're going back 2,000 years today.
那今天我们要回到2000年前。
To go with Jesus, to go into Jerusalem.
我们要跟耶稣一起同行，我们要一起到耶路撒冷去。
Jesus was in the crowd.
耶稣就在人群当中。
And yet he had a different agenda than the whole world, including the disciples.
但是他有个想法是跟这个世界不一样，也跟他的门徒是不一样的。
All 4 Gospels recorded the triumphal entry of Jesus, but with the different sequences of incidents.
那是在四福音里面呢，都有记载耶稣凯旋入城的这个故事，但是是用不同的事件来方面来看的。
Jesus' royal arrival in Jerusalem marks the start of the climax of Jesus' redemptive ministry on earth.
那耶稣他像君王般的入城，刚好是展现了耶稣他在地上的一个救赎，一个最大的一个高潮。
In chapter 8, Mark records Peter's declaration of Jesus as the Messiah.
那在马可福音第八章里面，彼得他讲到说，他宣称耶稣是那个弥赛亚。
From that point on, Mark is unfolding what kind of Messiah Jesus intends to be, and the nature of the kingdom Jesus is bringing.
那在那个点上，马可他已经展现了出来说，耶稣他所谓的天国是什么？他想带给他的百姓的是一个怎么样的一个天国的一个本质
？However, the Jews, including his disciples, could not understand.
但是那些门徒和那些犹太人他们并不能够了解。
For hundreds of years, the Jews are expecting and longing for the promised Messiah, the one they think will overthrow the Romans' authorities and rule the world.
那上百年来，几百年来，犹太人一直等着那个所谓的再来一个君王，他觉得这个君王他能够推翻这个罗马的政权，能够统治这个世界。
The Messiah they want is mighty,Glorious, wise, magnificent, and righteous. Definitely not a crucified Messiah who is a stumbling block to Jews and foolishness to the rest of the world.
那这个君王他们等待的是一个全能的、荣耀的、充满智慧的、让人家赞叹的，而且是公义的，绝对不是一个让人钉在十字架上的一个君王。这个是让犹太人觉得是一个绊脚石，让全世界认为是很愚蠢的。
As the Jews at that time, we also want an instant fix of our problems without going through any suffering or difficulties.
那就像当初的那些犹太人一样，我们希望我们不要经过任何的困难和痛苦，我们希望我们的问题能够马上被解决。
We want Jesus to fix my boss, my marriage, my teenagers, my bank account.ASAP.
我们希望耶稣能够马上来修理，来解决我们的老板，我的婚姻，我们家的年轻人，我的银行里面的账号，越快越好。
Do you get what Jesus is doing?
你可以了解到耶稣在做什么事情吗？
That does not matter to Jesus because he knows what is the best for us. And it is for our benefit.
这对耶稣是不重要的，因为他知道他在做什么，而且他做这样的事情是为了我们的好处。
The crowd was waving branches of palm trees, putting down their cloaks on the road, shout, Hosanna! Blessed is the one who comes in the name of the Lord, the King of Israel. Hosanna in the highest heaven.
那群众呢，他们是挥舞的棕榈树枝，他们把那个树枝铺在地上，他们高声地喊着说，奉主名是应当称颂的，何塞纳，耶稣以色列的王，高高在上，何塞纳。
You can imagine just thinking of the picture that day, that the Chinese crowded train station, that day is the same picture in Jerusalem when Jesus entered Jerusalem.
当你看看刚刚的图像，他的春节的时候，那么大的一个，那么多人聚集在一起的时候，那天耶稣进城的时候，犹太人也是一样，那么多人聚集的在一起。
But he's riding on a donkey.
但是他是骑着一个驴驹进来的。
When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was in turmoil.
那当耶稣进城的时候，整个城市骚动，引起了一阵骚动。
The Pharisees in the crowd were not happy and asked Jesus to stop his disciples.
那法利赛人他们看到耶稣，他们并不很高兴的，他要耶稣来阻止他的门徒。
The Pharisees were anxious about what would happen if the authorities in Jerusalem thought for a minute that there is a messianic demonstration going on. Suppression by the Romans would come and more Jews would die.
法利赛人他们很担心说，如果说他们会怕罗马耶路撒冷的政权，他的政府会觉得说这是一个救世主式的一个示威的游行，他们觉得罗马政府会怕罗马政府会来镇压他们，那就有更多的犹太人就会死亡了。
It had happened before.
因为这个事情在以前发生过。
It was no joke.
这不是个笑话。
But Jesus replies.
但是耶稣回答说，
I tell you, if they keep quiet, the stones will cry out.
我告诉你们，若是他们闭口不说，这些石头必要呼叫起来了。
Jesus' triumphal entry into Jerusalem is the fulfillment of the Old Testament prophecy.
那耶稣他这样凯旋，像君王般的路程，是像我们旧约里面所预言的。
The Pharisees were furious, wanted to kill Jesus.
那法利赛人他们非常生气，他们想要杀了耶稣。
The Pharisees did not get it.
法利赛人并不明白。
What about the disciples?
那门徒呢？
They thought to themselves.
他们自己想。
The blinds receive their sight, the lame walk, The lepers are cleansed. The deaf hear. The dead are raised. The poor have good news brought to them.
他们想着说，瞎眼的可以看见，那瘸腿的可以行走，麻风的得洁净，那那些耳聋的可以听到，死里的得到复活，那些贫穷的得到这个好消息。
Jesus is the one.
耶稣就是那一位。
The promised Messiah.
那被应许的一个弥赛亚。
It is time to show the Romans who our Messiah is and what he is going to do.
这是一个好时机，我们要告诉罗马人说，我们耶稣是谁，他这样做是什么事情。
Our oppression will soon be over, and the Messiah will establish the nation of Israel on earth forever.
那这个压迫就要结束了，那这个弥赛亚在这个 地上永久的成立这个以色列国。
The disciples did not get it.
门徒并不明白。
That is why James and John asked Jesus, saying, "Grant us that when you are there in all glory, let one of us sit at your right and the other at your left."
这个就是为什么啊，雅各和约翰问耶稣说，他们说，赐我们你的，在你的荣耀里，一个坐在你右边，一个坐在你左边。
They're thinking Jesus is going to be the king.
他们觉得说，耶稣就会成为那个王。
The disciples did not get it.
啊，门徒并不明白。
You may laugh at James and John now.
你现在可能会笑约翰和雅各。
But when we reflect deeply,
但是当我们深层的去反思的时候，
are we any different from James and John?
我们跟约翰雅各有什么不一样吗？
Do you get it?
你明白吗？
How would Jesus feel?
耶稣会怎么样感受呢？
Let us walk with Jesus in his last week before he was crucified.
现在让我们一起在跟耶稣一起同行，想象你就在那个那一周，耶稣被钉十字架前那一周，你跟他一起同行。
Imagine the crowd in the picture.
你想象刚才会众那群集那么多人。
Jesus and his disciples started a journey to Jerusalem from Jericho.
耶稣和他的门徒从耶利哥开始他们的行程，要到耶路撒冷去。
Jericho is the lowest city on earth.
那耶利哥是在全世界里面它最低的一个海拔最低的一个城市。
800 feet below sea level.
它是800尺在海平面下800尺。
And Jerusalem is roughly about 20 kilometers away and is 3,000 feet above sea level.
那耶路撒冷大概是距离海平面有300尺3000尺高和距离海有20公里远的地方。
So you could imagine 3,800 feet height and then only 20 kilometers apart.
所以你可以想象还有3000尺高但是只有20公尺远距离海。
It is quite a hot and dusty hike for them.
那这个旅程这个行程是非常炎热还很多灰尘的。
However, during the whole trip, Jesus knows what is going to come and that breaks his heart.
但是在这整趟的行程里面耶稣知道即将发生什么事情而这个事情让他心里很破碎。
As he arriving, looking and seeing Jerusalem coming into sight, Jesus weeps over Jerusalem.
那当耶稣看到耶路撒冷城就在前面的时候，耶稣为耶路撒冷哭泣。
Luke writes, as Jesus came closer to Jerusalem and saw the city ahead, he began to weep. How I wish today that you...of all people would understand the way to peace. But now it is too late. And peace is hidden from your eyes. Before long, your enemies will build ramparts against your walls and encircle you and close in on you from every side. They will crush you into the ground and your children with you. Your enemies will not leave a single stone in place because you did not recognize it when God visited you.
耶稣快到耶路撒冷城的时候，就为他哀哭，说：巴不得你在这日子知道关心你平安的事，无奈这事现在是隐藏的，叫你的眼看不出来。因为日子将到，你的仇敌必筑起土垒，周围围绕你，四面困住你，并要扫灭你。在你里头的儿女，连一块石头也不留在石头上，因你不知道眷顾你的时候。
Jesus cried for you and me. If we do not repent and believe in him, because judgment will come.
那耶稣为你和我来哭泣，因为如果我们不相信他就是那救赎主的话，审判就要来到。
Do you get it?
你明白吗？
Jesus said, Now my heart is troubled, and what shall I say? Father, save me from this hour. No, it was for this very reason I came to this hour. Father, glorify your name. Then a voice came from heaven. I have glorified it, and will glorify it again.
那耶稣的心里很忧愁，他说，我要说什么好呢？父啊，救我脱离这时候，但我是为这时候来的。父啊，愿你荣耀你的名。当时就有声音从天上来说，我已经荣耀了我的名，我还要再荣耀。
The crowd that was there and heard it said it had thundered. Others said an angel had spoken to him.
那站在旁边的众人说，打雷了，还有人说，有天使对他说。
Jesus said, The voice was for your benefit, not mine. Now is the time for judgment on this world. Now the prince of this world will be driven out.
耶稣说，这声音不是为我，是为你们来的。现在这世界要受审判，这世界的王要被赶出去。
But I, when I am lifted up from earth, will draw all people to myself.
但我若从地上被举起来，就要吸引万人来归我。
The crowd spoke up. We have heard from the law that the Messiah remains forever. How can you say that the Son of Man must be lifted up? Who is this Son of Man?
众人回答说：“我们听见律法书上有说的，基督是永存的。你怎么说人子必须被举起来呢？这人子是谁呢？”
The crowd.Did not get it.
这群众他们并不明白。
Our Savior was walking this lonely road, troubled, heartbroken, knowing too well what is to come.
我们的救主，他的心里忧虑，他孤独地走在这个孤独的路上，他知道未来将要发生什么事情。
The betrayal of his disciple, the arrest, the desertion and denial by his disciples.The trial and the crucifixion.
就是即将来门徒会背叛他，他会被捕，他会被抛弃，他会被拒绝，那最后的十字架上受刑。
Do you get it?
你明白吗？
Do you get it?
你明白吗？
Let us reflect for a moment.
那我们有一段时间，我们可以来反思。
When we come to Palm Sunday, we always think of Hosanna, Hosanna. We're celebrating what Jesus as King.
那每次在中雨节的时候，我们都高喊何塞纳，何塞纳，那个王来了。
Today, not only we celebrate Jesus as King.
今天我们不只来庆祝耶稣他是王。
We are going to go through the Holy Week, the Passion with Jesus as well.
那今天我们要一起经历这个圣周，那耶稣他的热情。
So I would invite you to reflect with all the songs to see and think and go back to the time, 2,000 years, when Jesus was going up to Jerusalem.
所以今天我想要你的回到在诗歌里面去想这个诗歌，回到2000年前，耶稣他走上这条路，到十字架上前这条路上。
He is heartbroken.Broken for you and me.
他的心为你我而破碎。
Please sing with us the great hymn, Hallelujah, what a Savior, the man of sorrows. We'll sing this in both English and Mandarin at the same time. Would you please stand as we sing?
Save.
unshaken, scoffing rude. In my place, condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. Hallelujah, what a savior. Lifted up was he shamed, yet his finish was his trial. Now in him is all made up. Hallelujah, what a savior. Hallelujah, what a savior. How deep the Father's love for us, how vast beyond all measure, that he should give his only Son to make a wretch his behold the man upon a cross, my sin upon his shoulders. Ashamed I hear my mocking voice call out among the scoffers. It was my sin that held him there until it was accomplished. His dying breath has brought me life. I know that it is finished.
Please be seated.
The sacrificial love of Jesus, fully revealed on the cross.
耶稣牺牲的爱在十字架上完全地彰显出来。
The eternal redemption came with a cost.
永恒的赎罪是有代价的。
In a moment, you will listen to the scripture of the last 2 days of Jesus in Jerusalem before he was nailed to the cross.
再过片刻，你将会读到一个经文。
We listened to what Jesus was going through until he was arrested and all his disciples deserted him.
那我们将会读到耶稣他怎么样经历，一直到他被逮捕，还有他的门徒来离弃他。
Listen carefully to the response of the disciples in each incident.
在每个事件里面，你要注意的听，听他的门徒他们的回应。
What would you have done differently?
你会有什么不同的作为呢？
Now that the mystery is unfolded to us through the Bible,
透过圣经，这奥秘已经被揭开了。
Do you get it?
你明白吗？
The largest migration is underway. It is the migration of human hearts.
那最大的迁移就在发生了，就是我们心里的迁移。
Through the death and resurrection of Christ, Jesus is bringing the world to Him.
那透过耶稣的死和复活，他把人这世界带到他面前。
It is a migration of hope.
就是希望的一个迁移。
Are you in it?
你就在里面吗？
I have prepared one devotional for each day of the Holy Week until Good Friday.
那我为这个圣周准备了每日灵修的一材料，一直到受难日。
It was printed in today's bulletin.
那就在我们今天的周报里面。
So bring it home and continue to walk with Jesus daily in this Holy Week.
那在这个圣周里面，每天与耶稣同行。
A Bible scholar challenges God's people saying,
那有一些圣经的学者，他们来挑战我们，基督徒说
，As we are walking with Jesus in Jerusalem this week，
当我们在跟耶稣同行，在这个一路到耶路撒冷的时候，就在这个礼拜的时候
，The question presses upon us，
就有问题要怎么样问呢
？Are we going along for the trip in the hope that Jesus will fulfill some of our hopes and desires？
在这个旅程里面，我们是否希望耶稣他会满足我们自己的一些希望或渴望呢
？Are we ready to sing a psalm of praise, but only as long as Jesus seems to be doing what we want？
那是不是我们也会我们会赞扬耶稣，但是只有在耶稣他做的一些事情是我们想要的时候呢
？The long and dusty pilgrim way of our lives gives most of us plenty of time to sort out our motives.For following Jesus in the first place.
在我们人生这个漫长多灰尘和朝圣的路途上，给我们很多的时间，我们可以去想想当初我们为什么要跟随主耶稣。
Are we ready not only to spread our clothes on the road in front of him, to do the showy and flamboyant thing, but also now to follow him into trouble, controversy, trial, and even death?
我们准备好了吗？我们不是只有把我们的衣服铺在路上，我们不是只有做着引人注目和炫耀的事情，我们也同时的随跟着他进入他的困难、他的争议、他的试炼，一直到他的死亡。
Let's listen carefully and walk with Jesus 2,000 years ago, the last 2 days while he was in Jerusalem.
那我们一起小心慢慢的听，就在2000年前，在耶稣被钉十字架前的两天的这个经文。Our remembering.由我为大家用中文来读，这是记载在马可福音14:27-52。马可福音14:27-52这么说：耶稣对他们说，你们都要跌倒了，因为经上记着说，我要击打牧人，羊就分散了，但我复活以后，要在你们以先往加利利去。彼得说，众人虽然跌倒，我总不能。耶稣对他说，我实在告诉你，就在今天夜里，鸡叫两遍以先，你要三次不认我。彼得却极力地说，我就是必须和你同死，我也总不能不认你。众门徒都是这样说。他们来到一个地方，名叫客西马尼。耶稣对门徒说，你们坐在这里，等我祷告。于是带着彼得、雅各、约翰同去，就惊恐起来。极其难过，对他们说，我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里， 警醒等候，他就稍往 前走，伏伏在地祷告说，倘若可行，便叫那时候过去。他说，阿爸父啊，在你凡事都能，求你将这杯撤去，然而不要从我的意思，只要从你的意思。耶稣回来见他们睡着了，就对彼得说，西门，你睡着吗？不能警醒片时吗？总要及时祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心灵固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。耶稣又去祷告，说的话还是与先前一样。又来见到他们睡着了，因为他们的眼睛甚是困倦，他们也不知道怎么回答。第三次来对他们说，现在你们仍然睡觉安歇吗？够了，时候到了，看哪，人子被卖在罪人手里了，起来我们走吧，看哪，那卖我的人进了。说话之间，突然那十二个门徒里的犹大来了，并有许多人带着刀棒，从祭司长和文士并长老那里来与他同来。卖耶稣的人曾给他一个暗号，说，我与谁亲嘴，谁就是他，你们把他拿住，牢牢靠靠地带去。犹大来了，随即到耶稣的跟前，拉比，便与他亲嘴，他们就下手拿住他。旁边站着的人有一个拔出刀来，将大祭司的仆人砍了一刀，削掉了他的一个耳朵。耶稣对他们说，你们带着刀棒出来拿我，如同拿强盗吗？我天天教训人，同你们在殿里，你们并没有拿我，但这是成就，为要应验经上的话。门徒都离开他逃走了。有一个少年人赤身披着一块麻布跟随耶稣，众人就捉拿他，他却丢了麻布赤身逃走了。
All the disciples deserted Jesus.
所有的门徒他们都撇弃了耶稣。
What about you?
你呢？
It is a good time in Holy Week for us to review this calling to live by sacrificing love and do and examine our own lives in relation to the message of self-giving love.
现在是我们的回顾，透过我们自己牺牲的这个而活的这个呼召的一个好时候，我们来检视我们的生命和这舍己爱之间的一个关，这个讯息的关系。
This is a message to order our spiritual life throughout the year.
这个讯息是在这一年里面，我们可以来整理我们的属灵的生活。
To rethink, do we get what Jesus is doing in our lives?
那在思考，我们能够了解、能明白耶稣在我们生命上所做的工吗？
In response, let us sing together the beautiful hymn, Lead Me to Calvary. And may this be our prayer as we go into Holy Week, going with Christ as he walked to the cross.
Thank you.